Living Lord Jesus,
amen.
We thank you for this wonderful privilege to be in your presence.
Amen.
Lord, sometimes you had large clouds to speak to, and sometimes you had just one woman at
amen.
The well.
Amen.
And yet you spend the whole day with her, because you have said one soul is worth more than 10,000 wells.
Amen.
And there are more than one soul here, so Lord, may your Holy Spirit minister to them as though we are addressing millions of people.
Amen.
We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are all welcome to the house of the Lord. I believe we are going to have a very good time tonight. I'm sure you remember our precious brother. How many remember him? All right. God bless you. He wants to go with us for the funeral tomorrow, so he came over to be with us so that early morning we can set off with us.
Have
you organized your musicians? They'll be coming here. They are here. They are there already.
He said they will go bubbling tomorrow.
Okay, all right. Okay, God bless you.
Amen.
I want to teach a little chorus. I taught it in the house, morning devotion. It's a little chorus. I will start by singing, I am so happy, then you respond. I am so happy, then you respond. Tell me why you're happy. All right?
Amen.
I am so happy.
Tell me why you're happy.
I am so happy. Won't you tell me why? Okay? I am so happy.
Tell me why you happy.
I am so happy.
Won't you tell me why?
Jesus died to save me, and now he lives within me. That's why I'm happy today. I am so happy.
Why are you happy?
Hey, I want everybody to join. Already you are very few, and then you are not joining in. Join in. I am so happy.
Tell me why you're happy.
I am so happy.
Won't you tell me why?
Jesus died to save me, and now he lives within me. That's why I'm happy today. Oh, I am so happy.
Tell me why you're happy.
I am so happy.
Won't you tell me why?
Jesus died to save me. Last week, who was and who is William Marion Branham? The reason for this subject is that anytime God sends a true servant, anytime God sends a true message,
the
message will create three classes of people. People who are in the middle of the road. Some who are on the left side.
And some on the right side.
Amen.
Amen.
We get fanatics.
Inya wana wandi wodi fell
who go overboard.
One day,
and we get a bunch of unbelievers. But the true believers always stay in the middle of the road.
In other words,
we have believers. Make believers and unbelievers. And it has always been the story. And sometimes because God will use a man so effectively, people will have a desire to worship that person rather than the one the messenger represents. Remember, Malachi means my messenger. So we know we started with Malachi chapter 4. So let's turn to it. Malachi is the last book of the Old Testament. So we are going to arrange it this way, the promise to this age.
Malachi 4 promise.
Malachi 4 says, "For behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven."
Amen.
"And all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith the Lord of hosts."
Amen.
"That it shall leave them neither root nor branch."
Amen.
I'm sure everybody knows what that day is. What is that day? When the day it will burn up all the wicked, the proud, and all that do evil. What is that day? Judgment day. So it's not a day of grace, right?
Okay.
But hallelujah.
Amen.
There's always an exception to God's rules. But unto you that fear my name.
Amen.
Shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings.
Amen.
You shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall.
Amen.
You shall tread down the wicked, for they shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in that day.
Amen.
That I shall do this, saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
All right. Then comes the promise. Remember Amen. Ye the law of Moses my servant, which I commanded unto him in Horeb for all Israel with their statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet.
Amen.
Before the coming of the great and dreadful day. There's a great day and there's a dreadful day.
Amen.
Before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord, and he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children.
Amen.
One. And the heart of the children to their fathers.
Amen.
Lest I come and smite the earth with a curse.
Amen.
So this Elijah's coming is very important. Otherwise, God will smite the whole earth with a curse.
So
to save time, you read in 3:4-6.
Then you take question, please. Monkai makua Mose mra ameshe no Horeb. Israel nyina ho se ahyedie ne atimudie no. Hwe. Merisuma odifo Elia mabremo. Ansa na Awurade da kese a eye hunu aba. Na obedane dane ejanom akoma aba mmaso. Ne mma akoma aba ejanom so. Na mama ma mefa musuo a mo asase no. Amen.
The Lord bless you as you take your seat.
Radishom bramo tenasi.
If you go back to Malachi chapter 3 and verse 1,
Jehovah
God says, behold, I will send my messenger. That is Malachi, my messenger. I will send my messenger. He shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant.
Amen.
Whom ye delight in, behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts.
Amen.
So in Malachi 3:1, there is to be a messenger who will come before the Lord comes.
And to see a kind odi for Malachi Numa etimi and send you move back on or say, She, Mesuma me bofo, I was yes ye or crying edimenim. Na mpofri mu na eradia mofia no ne a pambo for ah, mope no bano, mope no, a bana sorry fee. She, or reba. For Rade and our seer. We at your say, a Rade Yesu Christo Maya, Edi Kayano, obedient Kiasma, Odi Phobia, Odi Elia home home, Ebba Barber Bokwine Atonim.
Amen.
Amen.
If you read Isaiah chapter 40, Isaiah the prophet, whose message covers the entire Bible, 66 chapters, the first 39 chapters of Isaiah, very strangely, deals with the entire Old Testament. And the 27 chapters of Isaiah deals with the New Testament. It's amazing, that book Isaiah.
Sasem kroya odi for Isaiah T Eduanain. Odi for Isaiah yi en anenguma Eduosien Sieni nyina no. E kasafa trokunkrin nyina ho.
There are 66 books in the Bible.
E treba ko ekosi Eduasan kro no. Ni nyina kasafa apam dada ene ho nyoma nko aho sa na free etire aduanan ekosi na duas na dio siansia no eno so kasafa apam foforo yi enim emu nyoma a ebeba ho
nson na eko nchemu ba kokosi aduasan kro 39 chapters they deal with the Old Testament. If you chapter 27 the last 27 of Isaiah, that's 40 to 66.
Amen.
As we deal with New Testament.
Amen.
Amazing how that book is.
Amen.
So, chapter 40 says, comfort ye, my people, save your God. Speak ye comfortably and cry unto her that her welfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. Note, the Lord is in capital letters. So this messenger, John the Baptist, was to come before Christ to prepare the way of Jehovah.
Amen.
Whoever comes after John has to be Jehovah in flesh.
Amen.
The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of Jehovah. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God.
Amen.
Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Amen.
That's the ministry of John the Baptist.
Yohane Suboni ni sum adwuma no se na odi fo Isaiah ekafa ho. Monchiche me mayre. Munyankopon na osie. Monka abojusem nchre Jerusalem. Na momon kasie se na kudi asa. Se odene funsuo nyina ache. Se ne boni nyina ho wanya Awurade nsem mo ho. Obi ne tiem se. Momo Awurade kwan esre so. Montini and your prada so timpon, my young coupon. Mumma, Munhenina so. Namumre, and Mipo, and in Cucunina, see. Nadia, I hear a fuofu in your assassita. Not Munti Monka, and yet Tromotrom. Not a radi any munyam be in a hoon eddy. Now Hunem Yina, Abum, and if we say a radi ano and aka. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So in John's Gospel, we read that they sent to John the Baptist to ask him when John was born before Christ, whether he was the messenger, whether he was the Messiah. That's John chapter 1 from verse 19. That's what we looked at.
Tia kan yohani asempati ba kunyimudun kron ede kona. Ebra Yohane suboni hyia ni dwumadi ase no farasifo no soma panifo mo mkoko bisa ne se wo ye hwan ono ne mezaya no anase oyodifo no na omo pani dwumadi no ani nipa kra wo ye no ehun.
This is a record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, who are you or who art thou? He confessed and denied not, but confessed, I'm not the Messiah.
Amen.
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 And they asked him, what then? Are you Elijah? Are you Elias? And he said, I'm not. Are thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then said they unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us?
Amen.
What sayest thou of thyself? A messenger knows what scripture he is to fulfill.
Osmafo biya nimtrosem kura o hye ne ma. Na hwan ne wo woni Elia na ose enye me ne no woni odifo no na obua se debi e na ose no se hwan ne wo na enye bi akobua won a osoma aye no wo ka wo ho asem ben.
Who are you that we may give an answer to them that say? He said, I'm the voice of one crying in
amen.
The wilderness.
Amen.
Make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. The amen. One we just read.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 40. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. And they said, they asked him and said unto him, why do you baptize then, if you are not that Christ, the Messiah, nor Elijah, neither that prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize with water.
Amen.
But there stands one among you whom you do not know. He it is who, coming after me, is preferred before me, whose shoes latched I am not worthy to unloose, and so on. So John the Baptist identified his ministry as Malachi 3:1 and also Isaiah chapter 40.
And uti Yohane suboni ehu ne suma dwuma no sene na odifo Malachi enguma timi ensanyi mu ba ko no ene odifo Isaiah eti aduana nyi mu ba ko adikosi ne nan so no e ka no no sa pepepe ne Yohane suboni ehu ne suma dwuma no.
Jesus identified John's ministry the same way.
Sa kwan no so pepepe na ye na urade Jesus so ehu Yohane suboni ne suma dwuma.
But Jesus identified the spirit that worked in John as the spirit of Elijah. We are reading that from Matthew chapter 11.
Yana radi Yesu ehunu honhom a edi juma wo Yohane suboni mu se eye Elia honhom se de Matthew asempa eti eduba akono ekanye no.
Jesus, that's Matthew 11, but from verse 7, as they departed, Jesus began to say unto the multitudes concerning John, what went he out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaking with the wind? But what went he out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they that wear soft clothing are in kings' houses.
Amen.
But what went he out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, more than a prophet.
Amen.
For this is he of whom it is written, behold, I send my messenger before thy face.
Amen.
We shall prepare thy way before thee. So you see the Lord Jesus confirming that John was the messenger to come before him.
See,
not after him.
Yehunu ni yene radi Yesu Christo ono anasem a wakano matiwa asempa eti eduba akon yimu son ede kono. Na ye numre krono Yesu free asye kan yuheni hon asem tre mkrofu kuo kuo ni se. Ediye na mufre di kwa sreso kwa hwe ye. Demre a mframari him ana. Ana se edie na mufre di kwa hwe ye. Onipa oshe ntadie boko ana. She. Wana oshe ntadie boko ono wo ahimfu fie mu. Ana se edie nti ena mufre die. Moko hwe odifo ana. Ane. Mesimo se. Osini odifo mpo. Eye ni diya watre na huwa se mse. She. Merisumame bofo edi wenimu a. Obesie siye wasie wenimu akwany. No cre, Missimo say, one ah, a mau won yene mu be around sorry, ah, or sine you hen is ubuni. Nan so de oye akitua cra or so a hini munpo ye kesie a sinem. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Lord Jesus is identifying the ministry of John. Let's continue to verse 40 so it will be very clear and you don't have to worry. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
Amen.
If you receive it, this is Elias, which was for to come.
Amen.
He that have ears to hear, let him hear.
Amen.
So Jesus is identifying the spirit that worked in the messenger that was to come before him as the spirit of Elijah.
Na ifri Yohane suboni bra so besi nne waye osoro ahinie hu adie enibre so na wona wona ani abre no fa no eniedin so na odi na edifo no nyina ene emra no hye nkom besi Yohane so na se mo pese mo gi a oyi ni Elia oreba no na ne owa so no manuntie.
Amen.
Amen.
When Jesus, James, Peter and John went on top of Mount Transfiguration, and he revealed his glory. And you know how the disciples were enthused. Peter wanted to build 3 tabernacles, one for Jesus and one for Elijah and so on. And the Lord Jesus Christ, the cloud came and the voice said, "This is my beloved son, hear ye him."
Brian and Radi Yesu Christo Efa Petro, Yohani, any Yakubo, Edwin Kwon, Satra, Ebi Ponoso, na O Satra, no Hon, na Ohun, any Munyam, Ma, Ebro, Senya, na Ohun, that then in our swan. Petro, Eka, say, Eradis, Opa, Yebebo, as a Simeon, San, Odia Bakon, Sabrani, Elia, any Mose, Eyin, when the Etre one, and on a Petro, Eka, Radis, say, Opa, Ebebo, as a Simeon, San, Odia Bakon, Elia, dear Bakon, and a Mose, and so dear Bakon.
But the cloud said, "Shut them off. This is my beloved son, hear ye him."
Eti murunkum nu chai ene radi Yesu Christo enhu shia ye no. Eni bi firi murunkum nu mu ba ya e ka se ye ene me doba oso mani ono ena muntie no.
So after that, after the scene, the vision of Elijah, Moses with the Lord Jesus, they came down, verse 9, as they came down from the mountain, John 17:9, as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, "Tell the vision to no man, until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead." Matthew, give us Matthew 17 from verse 9, please. And the disciples asked him, saying, "Why then say the scribes that Elias must first come?"
Amen. Yohania sempati dun son yimu en kron edekono. Na ofri bipono sori sane no, Yesu she won se, "Monka de mohuni enchre ubiara kosi se unipa no beso unipa ba no besori afri awufu mu na esuafo no bisa ne se adenti na atwerfo no ka se esese Elia ba ansa."
Jesus answered and said unto them, "Elias truly shall first come,
amen,
and restore all things,
amen.
But I say unto you that Elias is come already,
amen,
and they knew him not, but have done unto him whatsoever they listed. Likewise shall also the Son of Man suffer of them." Then the disciples understood that he spake unto them of John the Baptist.
Amen.
Elijah shall truly come and restore all things, but Elijah has already come. So it was the spirit of Elijah in John that came before him, but that was not the time of restoration. And so the spirit of Elijah is to come on a gentle prophet to restore all things.
And uti and a radi Yesu eka se Elia beba no baba obesiesi ni oma nyina ye die nanso me simu se Elia badada. And unti sa hon hum na na ewo Yohane suboni suono. Na eye Elia hon hum a ebedi juma ewon suo. Nenso na nonya bra wadi enyoma nyina eba besi na nemu no. Eti dia onam no soa odi Elia honhom ebefa no mudi enyoma nyina ba besi nanem no ono ye amama mudi fo a odi Elia honhom ebewra no mu na enam ni som adwuma so ne kransem no so odi nyoma nyina ba besi nanem se de na tie dadam.
So after that Elijah Gentile Elijah's ministry, the Lord Jesus will rapture the bride and judge the unbelieving world, fulfilling Malachi 4:1-5.
Amama mudi for a Elia honhom bedi dwuma no ewo ni mu no wadi ni dwuma nyina wie no ene na wadi Yesu Kristo eba behwim agidi for a eye na yefro a ewo ho sabre no so na ohwim wonko wi a afei nana wadi atemwo eba adeboye for so.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So our Elijah, the Gentile Elijah, is to come for restoration of all things.
Enunti amama mu fo yen Elia na oba no ono de oba ise oba be yen siesie e de nyoma nyina ba be sisi na nemu.
The spirit of Elijah always brings people back in line. How long will you go limping between two opinions? If God is God, serve him. If Baal, serve him. That's the spirit of Elijah. Always turning their heart back to the original gospel.
Elia honhom ne ni dwuma die nyina an se odane enipakuo no akoma e de aba gidie dada na e wo ho no enu ti e na e kan odifo Elia ebreso a obisa Israel fo no se enkosi da ben e na mbahinhim e won sam mienu ntem akwakosie se Awurade ni onyankopon amonsom no saa na ba nso na mbosom no amonsom no enti mre nyina mu no Elia honhom de ode nioma e ba besisi na kwan mu.
In other words, God knew that after the departure of the original apostles, people would deviate from the original faith of our fathers. So there will be a need for a ministry to bring us right back, to restore us to the original faith of our fathers.
Amen. Na yenewrade ni enyankopon enim se ebra asomafo ni nyina adi wonjuma wie na wokro no agidifo a wo ho no besa ase amane afri asomafo no enchirechire anyone kransem a wo de baaye no eti ehia se obepaja asomafo ofofro bi se beye na saa asomafo no edi agidifo a ewo saa bre no eba besi asomafo no enchirechire dada wo de si ho edi dom agidifo no.
To make it simple so that even the little children can understand,
wo mana ba beye sima se beye na abofra keto ampo ebe nya munti ase e
show a seed of corn.
So okuani kwa efom kokodua ebura.
The original corn will rot.
A broken, you know, it didn't kind of prance.
But after that, will come up a little two leaves. They call that cotyledon in biology.
Na apra wie no ansa na sasia awo ama haban kitu amienu bi afrima pue.
But that's not what the farmer sowed.
Na de epie no enye no ne de okuani ni kokodua
ye. No farmer will go and harvest that.
Okuani bi ani ho obakwa kwatwa ebro no osisa bre no.
It will grow more.
Ebenya kwan na afi anyini.
And then it will grow again.
Ebe twaso anyini.
And then it will shoot forth what they call ears of the corn.
Afi na be shasie ayiyi ma.
Then ebe pese.
Amen.
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 But if you open it, there are no seeds on the cob.
Se apese wie no so okoko bu na obie mu a ababie ni ho.
And then they say that the original seed will appear in watery form.
Afena abakan no asase ayi na so se umia eyensuo.
The farmer will still wait.
Okuani ne bakoso atwen.
Now if you watch the nature of the plant.
Ese wo hye ebro no su a edisi ho na.
As the seeds mature on the cob, there is a change in the leaves.
Abra ebro no aba no enyinyini wo brodua no ho no. Wo hun sakira ye bi ewo ahaban no ho.
So when the seeds, the original seeds are fully formed.
Ti ebra abakan no awi enyini no.
Then begins to get hard.
Afia na asase eye de.
You see that the greenness will begin to change from green to yellow.
Afia wo hun na ahaban na na ye ahahamono no se esesa akoye akosra
ye. As it gets harder, you see the leaves will change from yellow to brown.
Eti bra ebekoso aye din no uhunu ahaban se asisa afri ahaban mono no akọ tebia fufu.
When it gets to where you can pluck off the grains, the seeds, the plant is entirely brown.
Bra ubehunu se afedie abane anyini a obetimi atutu afri brodua no ho no afedie uhunu
So once the seed is fully formed, the only part of the plant that can reproduce the plant is the seed. The cob, not even the cob, can reproduce if you sow it or plant it. The entire life of the plant comes into the seed form only. But every stage of development in the plant was important.
But
all of it will come into the seed form. If you sow the seed again, you will get the entire plant. That is what our end time message is. There's so much Methodist in it. So much gifts of the Spirit in it. Everything that was in the original seed comes at the end.
And your mapa ah na wo abakan ni muno ni nyina asen aba bepue awiye brimu.
So you can see that the end result is the same as the original.
Then
the farmer will announce it's harvest time. I'm going to harvest my crop because the seed at the end is has now become like the original that was planted.
Amen. Amen.
At that time, it is so clear that it's a seed or grain of corn. Look at it.
Sabreno. And
amen.
Amen.
So the end time message.
All
those stages of the plant form the denominations in the world.
Anytime
the plant will shoot forth or advance in growth, they form a denomination, and then it goes up another denomination. On. But at this end time, the end time message is not a denomination.
Amen.
Also, the spoken word is the original seed.
Amen. Abrebia to say Adriana, and I say a brona okay. Did not pay Biara ever qua codrono. Na ewia simo anase nsoro nsoro e di akwa kwotia sori efiri ho ne kompempenso ofofra na o ma di akwotia sori saa akokopem bebia ni nyina awia nyini a ababeye abapan abakan na.
So each of the denominations, they build a wall around them and say we are the true bride.
Enunti nsoro nsoro no emu bia etofasio etwa won hu hia na o ma wie na o ma ka say yenye ni ayefro no.
If they have said we thank God for what he has revealed so far, and we are waiting for what more, what you will add, they wouldn't have had problem. But every one of them will put a full stop and think that's the end.
Senka,
so they cannot accept an advanced form of the same plant.
Senka omo kase yeda onyankopon se ene de wada na die atre yen ene fofro da ti bia obesan dia kan yen ho a enka eno ye. Now, so the other day at your one arm, or more fun one, or more to first you at your most year, I can say, Annie, you knew young people are from.
See, as far as ministry is concerned, the original gentle messenger to our age was Paul.
Yep, Senye, you know, we are Abram, and now, or some Edgman or Etienne. Am I memo summa for our summa under the bread? Yay, am I memo for any Paul?
Now, anytime God will raise up somebody and do special miracles through that person. Instead of people worshiping the God in the person, they want to worship the flesh and blood of the person. So in Acts chapter 14, quickly, Acts chapter 40, we find the original messenger to the Gentiles, Paul. Paul and Barnabas were called to bring the gospel light to the Gentiles.
They
were in a church in a place called Antioch.
Antiochia.
And according to Acts 11 and verse 26, the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch.
That's
where they were first called Christians. The followers of Christ were called disciples. But in Antioch, they started calling them Christians.
Christo atidifo no de na ofra won.
Anointed ones.
Christo atidifo no na ofra won se asuafo anase asomafo. Nanso Antiochia ha de, oba be fra won se Christofo a asiechre won a wasra won.
So in their journey, Paul and Barnabas, they came to a place called Iconium. Then they went on and on and on, and in verse 6, I want to, because of time, they went to a place called Lystra in verse 8. We'll jump quickly there. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked.
Amen.
Acts 14, verse 8. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet."
Amen.
And he leaped and walked. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Wait, say Paulo Rekasa. Na Paul so share no di hunu say, Owo Gidia se obedimu. Eti wa de neke siye ka se. Sorijina wana su trebe.
And when the people saw what Paul no ede.
Na ohruhri na onante.
That's right. And when the people saw what Paul had done, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lyconia, "The gods are come down to us in the likeness of men."
Na nkrofo akuakuo no hunu de Paulo ayɛ no omema wonne so kan no like Lycania kasem sɛ enyame ayɛ won ho sɛ enipa asanisane abayɛ nkyɛn.
And they call Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius or Mercury, because he was the chief speaker. Those are names of their idols. And they named the servants of the Lord, Paul and Barnabas, after their main idols, Jupiter and Mercury.
Enyi mu dun mie no no. Na ofre Barnabas Zeus, na Paul nso ofre no Hermes. If we say ono na na oka asem no, san kwa fukwe no, e de edin a na ye won abosom din no, e na toto sa asuafo yi so.
Then the priest of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands, flowers, unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people, which when the apostles Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes and ran in amongst the people, crying out, saying, "Sirs, why do ye these things? We are also men of like passions with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from these vanities unto the living God."
Amen.
"Which made heaven and earth and Amen. The sea and all things that are therein."
Amen.
"Who in time past suffered all nations to walk in their own ways. Nevertheless, he left not himself without witness, in that he did good and gave us rain from heaven."
Amen.
"And fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness." But if you continue on, they didn't care. They went to sacrifice to them as gods.
Amen.
So anytime God manifests his power and glory in some human beings, the tendency is for people to worship the people rather than the God they represent. You see, the first church, Mrs. Ja, they tried to worship him.
Enyimu dumiensano. Na Zeus, na sorry, na sorry dan wo kro no anim no sofo de nantwinini ene nhwiren a wachetre ba kro no abobo ano pe se oni nkrofo akuakuo no de bebo afode na asomafo banaba ene paulo tie no osunsane won taade mu tutu mrika ko nkrofo akuakuo no mu tiea mu se marema ade na moroye adan na moroye yei no yenso ye nipa te se moara na ye ka asempa kire mo se monani free ehuhudie ehuhudie yi ho nko onyankopon a ote ase no nchen ono na oyo osoro ene asase ene epo ene ne ewo mu nyina ono na tetebre a etwa mu no oma amanaman nyina kwan se wonfa won ara won kwan so nanso wanyan ne ho adansi die
Amen.
Ye imam nsio free soro ne bre a ene ebre a aduane ba na ode aduane ne anigye maamu abotoyem na de okan ye no se wanfa anyampa anka nkrofo akuakuo no anyai won affordable no amen
see ya do mo kan ye bia o manti o mo se Paul Barnabas o mo ye de anyame they try to sacrifice to them and worship them We have just read that when John the Baptist came, the people approached them and wanted to know whether he was the Messiah.
Ye din kia kain dada say, Ebra Yohane suboni ba ya no, enkrofu eku eku no kono hoko bisa anu pesu omu nu say, wanoni aje mkwana na.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, the tendency for human beings to worship a person that Jehovah God will manifest himself through is very great.
Anunti se enipa esum onipa bia onyankopon afa no mu edidi juma ewo ntem no eya ne kosru ye pa
to the Romans their empress were not only empress but they were also gods to them
Roman for no de omompanimfo a na de da wona no se wona hemfo no na omunya nipa keke ene ne de ma wo no se ye nyame ede ma wo
when we say Roman we are not talking about Roman Catholic we are talking about the Romans like we have Ashantis, we have Fantis and so on. They are human beings called Romans. They ruled the world at the time the Lord Jesus was here.
Se yebo edin Roman na yenka asafunu mom. Ne yebom yeka enkofukuo a refrao Roman for. Se ne yewo asantifuo mfantifuo ene enipekuo ahoro no. Sabre na yewradi Yesu Christo eba yenu. Wona na odi ewiasi nyina aso.
Amen.
Amen.
So, they wanted to worship John. They mistook John for the Messiah.
Anunti enkrofo a omosoma ama omkobisa Yohane no omofa Yohane say ono ni agenkwa no.
They tried to worship the first church age messenger Paul.
Omopese enka asafo ahoro a edikan somafo Paul no ona omosoma.
His ministry produced the first church age.
Ne som adwuma no.
Church Ephesus.
Ne som adwuma no mu ena yenya Ephesus asafo edikan.
If you read Acts 19 verse 10 and 11, the Bible says God wrought special miracles through Paul's ministry till even handkerchiefs from his pocket. When they were laid on the sick, the handkerchiefs cast out demons and so on. The power of God in Paul was so great that people thought it must be Jesus who had returned.
Asomafo nwuma ti dun kro nyi mu du no ede ko na onyankopon ye anwanwade ne sentroni akese wo Paul sum adwuma mu akosi se ne ho handkerchief mpo se ye de to yare ni so a na ne ho ato no enu ti enipa ku a na wo ho sabre no omo ho adwuma di akese a onyankopon edi ewo Paul mu no omo fa no se ebia na ono ne agenkwa na wasan aba ewo enipa ti biem
Amen.
Amen.
So if that was the original church age messenger whose ministry was the pattern for the remaining six, then we should expect that the last messenger, when the original is restored, will also be treated the same way.
Amen. Enunti se osumafo a odi kan Ephesus osumafo no ne som adwuma mu no a na no na eya nhwesoa ema asafo ahoro nso a aka ni nyina no se ensia aka ni nyina no se nipa na wo ho no omo pɛ se omo som osumafo no mu a sabe pɛ ene bɛda die wo osumafo a otwatoɔ a wo ye amaama musumafo ɔno so ne som adwuma no mu
If you look at the ministry of Brother Branham
se wo hye Yenua odi for Branham esuma dwuma
no. The power of God that was manifested through him.
Ani onyankopon tumi a ede di woni suma dwuma
no. It was the same way people sent to ask for John. Are you the Messiah?
Sapepe pe de si wo Yohane suboni ebra so senko fukuo bi suma ko bi sanse ono ne mezaya no saba pepe ne nipa bi so suma ko ye difo no nche ko bi sa no ne oyɛ
the as brother Branham
mu bi sa odifo Branham
is it true that you are Jesus or you are like him or you are like the Messiah
enipa no ko ko bi sa no se eye no kre se wo ne awrade Yesu Kristo ana se wo te se no
and that, those kind of things thoughts that came into people's minds about Brother Branham kept on growing till it became so bad that he had to quit the ministry.
Sir,
and accused those, there were 21 people in his own church that were preaching that he was the Messiah, he was Jesus who had returned.
Neni pa makuma ko edionu ba ko bi wo odifo na safo mu a on de on na na wo kan san semu yi se ono ne ye ne urade Yesu Kristo agenkwan a wasan aba enu nti enyini yi koso a kodum pempensuo bi se eye odifo no ahomete a opese nka ne som adwuma no mpo no ka ojai edeto ho
and so he preached a message called the bruised serpent.
Anunti ode enkransem bi ba ya na ne din ye otweasee na a wapeche ne ti.
He was so sad about that.
Na eya na rehu ye pa fa sa se mi
ho.
O kan sa asempa yi emfia pem ahankro adusia baako.
He heard of it but he thought it was a joke.
O ti ensem na na ekoso na so su se bi a ya gudie.
No. So he brought him to this decision that I'm sharing with you
tonight.
And we want to go faster because of the time. The bruised serpent or Revelation chapter 5, paragraph 16 onwards. And I said, by all these years, about 31 years of ministry now, I have kept my heart prepared for that hour when he comes.
What do you want to say? If you do a samba kon a wawo nesuma dwuma no nyina no wasiesie na koma e di twen se obeba.
So it doesn't matter when he comes.
Eti emfa ho ne eda wo de beba.
All of us, we should prepare ourselves.
Ye nyina wasiesie
for the coming of the Lord the same way.
E ma ye na radi Christo Yesu ma ye no wasakwan
so pepepe. If you are ready, it doesn't matter when he comes.
Eti se wawo tiesie wo ho no aye crowd wa emfa ho ne bra wo beba.
Amen.
Amen.
So he said, that's true. He was talking with somebody and he said that. The person said, that's true.
Now on you na air kasa na waka tresa any person say no cre.
The prophet went ahead and he said, the greatest thrill I have is living for others.
What do you want to say? Any dear kasia pa or what any say? Or not the alternance yama fufro.
And he said, that's what life is.
Say ena abraboti.
What makes life real?
Wey na ma abraboye adekai.
Is not what you can do or accomplish for yourself.
Enye adia obetimi aye bi adia ma wa wo.
But what you can do for others.
Yemo aye di obetimi aye adia ma fufu.
The eternal life, he said, is living for others.
Enuti ena wasi down kwachre se wotna si ama fufu.
Jesus came not to serve but to be served, but he came to serve others and to give his life a ransom for many.
Luke 19 and verse 10.
See, that's what you really, that is when you are really living, he
says.
And if there happens to be someone among us who has never did that, try to live for somebody else, give that a try. And just see how much more life holds for you.
Amen.
How much more life holds for you when you will not live for what you can get for yourself out of life, but what you can give someone else in life. Amen.
And
you find that it is more blessed than riches or anything. Anything that can be thought of.
It's
what you can do for someone else to make life's burdens lighter.
No, and in the obetimi ayedi ama afufro ama abrabo imu adeswa imu ayehare amano.
Life itself is a burden.
Abrabo na kasa eya adeswa.
And it will make it a little lighter for someone else.
Yes, I want to say ma obifufro eno na bema imu ayehare amano.
You just don't know the joy unless you have tried it once to do something for someone else.
Ebia wo hunu mu enije a ewo mu jise wabo ho modin se obetna se na waye biribi e dia ma ofufuro bi.
I don't know a certain sister in a certain church. I've never met her.
Minim onua bi onua ba bi a wo asafo bi minsi anadade.
I heard that she had gone blind. She is a believer of the message in Accra somewhere. The husband has done everything to her, but the husband seems to be discouraged. That woman, even though she is in this terrible condition, is not going around begging. She was very hardworking. I'm told.
Sa obai sani amati no no. Ewo mse wo watibia eni enya imu tise diye. Nenso okoswa de nsa ye juma unnecessary.
She didn't have to ask me. I prayed about it and I felt like, why don't you do a little something to make life lighter? Come and see. She doesn't know what to say. The little something you do to change somebody's face, to put a smile in somebody's face. Try it and see.
Sa onua ba yi wan ka hwe an chere me. Nanso mi hu no se e wose me ye biribi e de ma no se be ye na abrabo mu be ye hare ama no. Na e kɔka an nsa no be hwe anigye a onya ye. Sa na ti ye se won so wo bɔ modin an se ofufuro bi no wo be ye biribi na wo de anigye aba se ni pa abrabo.
I often wonder what would be when I got to the end of my road.
Odi phone say e be yan e yan e yan empen bebre e yan nwanwa say dey na be see e bra na bra bo nyina ba na wiye,
which we don't know what time that will be.
Me nim e bra cross ada ibedru
obi anso nim.
Amen.
So I was thinking about looking back down along the trail where I've come through life,
and unti na me gine ho ehwe ba bia me chance ya ni ba bia maba bedru abra bo imu,
and seeing the different hills and briar patches and rocks and hard places and smooth runnings, and what I did in those kind of times.
Ene enkukwo ne motan ne amna monhwa horo a mafemu ene ne me yo no samre ni munyina.
As David will say, as I thought on my ways, think on your ways, please.
Senye David na okano o si se medwendwene makwan ho a.
I applied my heart to wisdom. Think on your ways.
Ene na me de makoma emma nyansa.
It will all show up one of these days at the hour of my going away.
Ninyina baba baba daddy don shire kra meje mu na ma free ha.
And it will do that on each one of us.
Saba pepe ene be ya ma yen a ya shee isa.
We will all be sure of that. It will show up to each one when that time comes.
Ninyina baba daddy se sabre ni enya drua.
Now the prophet says, that brings me or leads me to say something that I would rather run than say.
Wey ena mame ka me mame be ka asembia ka me pese me ka.
It leads me to say something that it grinds my heart to the bottom to say it.
Eno,
but what I say, I'm forced to say.
Odi force ni opese woka na yen she bi ma na se woka.
Realizing that this is being taped and the world will hear it.
Na me hunu se sa die wo chiriku ka se fidie so na ebeko wiase nyina.
But I have left the ministry.
And so me free osuma juma nu.
For a cause that I'm sorry that I have to leave for.
Ewo assembly tia enu ti na wo se me free osuma juma nu.
And perhaps many of you have heard it.
Ebia na mumu biati.
I closing my office and so forth and leaving the field.
Me to me dan a me timu ya me suma juma nu mu na me free.
I don't know where our Lord will lead me to.
And
that I have no control of.
Or
whatever he will have for me to do. But I'm thinking at the end of the road where I must come.
Listen,
every decision you make in life, think of the time you'll be standing before the judgment seat of Christ to give account of your
life.
Whether we like it or not, Romans 14:10. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give account of what we have done in our bodies.
Sani Roman 4 enguma etire du na nyimu du no eka ye no o se ye nyina be kwa ko pia Kristo atemu adwuma nanim atemu adwana nanim na de ye de ni padua ye ye ne yakobu ho akontama akoma
ako. Sit down and take account of what somebody is doing right or wrong. It's not for you to pass judgment. Examine your own heart.
Men tna se en shed your fufro bi ye emu ho akonta se eya na se enye wan kasa hwehwe wan kasa wa brabo.
The Bible says judge nothing before the time.
Sani ya chwa kukwane kano. Wasi me mubibia huwa konta ansana. Anase mubibia huwa tenye ansana brenedu.
That doesn't mean we shouldn't rebuke sin.
Enon chwese ema yankamboni enim.
As many as I love, I rebuke and I chastise.
Na dodua medowo ono mekawon enim na mechewon asu.
Now along life's journeys, I've made so many mistakes that I'm very sorry from my heart off.
Ma brabo akwanti enu nyina no ma yamfum sobe bre na mesre niyema yenyina.
Because of, I guess, being human. And in weakness and so forth.
It's unsay, me jine say me ye hima e dipano and me mre yemu.
Causes a person to do things or say things.
E be an amish ni pebi ma wom ye bribi and now can bribi.
Or say sa mreyene woni pa on a manipa yen no maybe I
answer. Amen. Amen.
And even act that they will not want to act otherwise. But being the weakness of a human being, we have those times. But there, well, if there's anything that has been in my heart to do, was to hear those words of our Lord Jesus at the end of this journey. To say, it is well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what everyone of us wants to say. To hear. Nobody wants to hear, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. But it is well done, my good and faithful servant. Many times I've said I would like to have been standing there when he said, come unto me. But I did desire to hear it say, well done.
And so,
that I did not hear the voice in the original say, come unto me. Back in the times of the writing of the Bible. But I do desire to hear it say, well done. And because of that, it forces me to say I'm leaving the ministry. It's because that there is something arose amongst the people that has caused me to do it. That is that I have been taken from my bracket as of a minister or brother and been called Jesus Christ.
Omo kase afei de me anaka me ye omu nua ene enipa no afei de me ye omu nua ne enipa biem na bom omo fam se me ye Awurade Yesu.
And that will brand me as an antichrist.
Na se ne omo si afam no e be mama kwa kwa ye antichristo.
I will meet God as a quitter before I will meet him as an antichrist to take away from him.
Me pese me kwa kwa shia onyankopon se me ye obi a me free osumadwuma no mu etien se me kwa kwa shia se obi a me ye antichristo.
I heard a few years ago and I thought it was a joke.
Me ti ye emfisjaga krebi a etwa mu na me susu se ye agudie.
I met a couple brethren which I don't see neither one of them in the meeting this morning.
Me shia enyanom banu bi a anopen shia mu no woni ye ntem.
Two or three of them one time in a fishing trip. And they approached me by the subject of saying, Brother Branham, aren't you the anointed Messiah, the Christ?
And I said, Messiah, our Christ, Nana.
And I put my arms around the neck of both brethren, or all of them, and I said, brethren, as much as I have tried to be a true servant of Christ, I will not dare you say such a thing as that.
And And if
it will ever be said of me, then I will leave the field with a clear conscience.
And you
who do that will be responsible for every soul that I would have saved during that time.
Na mo a mo yes adie yi ama ma free osumadwuma no mo mo ana mo betua akura anka meto aso ye mesumadwuma ka meke wondo na ba Kristo no ona mo betua wonyina aso
for taking me from the field
say mo yi me di me free osumadwuma
and I thought that ended it
na me as dwene koye me say etu atwa wo
ha ma gye me say me can say ntin etu atwa
amen
and I heard it a few more times
and I me say kwati ne mpem bi
it wasn't so. But and the other day in Canada, a brother showed me a little ticket of a thing he packed in his pocket. Said, William Branham is our Lord. Baptizing in the name of William Branham.
And I'm Rebbe, I'm a call Canada, I'm a call Sia, or Nebia, or ye be free in the bottom. And I also say, Odifo William Branham, or only in a ruddy. I want more to us so ever a sumpo ever Odifo Nidim.
And a very precious brother. Bible says, if it had been an enemy,
if it had been
my enemy, I would have known it was a joke. But a precious darling brother come up to confess his sins and his wrongs and say his faith in me has been Jesus Christ.
And I
have got letters at home and calls from Chicago and different places asking me if I believe that dogma, dog meat, dogma.
And I'm in Yankrata, and a Casa and Yoma Horua, every Chicago, and Miami Horua, or Mubisa, and say, Majesansa Mediana.
And I got all kinds of letters that's coming in the last few days and calls from different places, so saying that I was Christ.
And I'm saying, Yankrata, free Miami Horua, as I'm crowned on Musubisa.
Brethren, that is a horrible, disgraceful, ungodly lie of the devil.
And we are known. Weye enim guasee weye atro a eya atro e mo odia e fi obonsam
now that would run any person from the field that will cause me to leave any person will leave the
sadie ebe che onyankopon ni pabia amana firi sumadwuma mu
anyone that loves the Lord will run from the very thing
oni pabia wodo awrade no obekye ne ho afiri sa osumadwuma
I went to the Lord here not long ago when I first heard it about a year ago.
Then
I went to the Lord, he referred to me to the scripture that when John came for preaching, that they hadn't had a prophet on the earth for so many years until it would. They were so amazed in their hearts, thinking maybe John was the Messiah.
And now me call a radin channel, what they may buy your henny as a bra, na Israel, and Fiebe Bre, Mu, Omunya, or Difo, now on Yangubo Pedia, your henny, Suboni, Edema, Wano, after the Omofan say, Wano, Ajinquano.
Amen. We just read that. I want to skip that and jump to paragraph 32. But then when it came to this, then I know that something must be done.
Now so Eba send ye SCSE idea and Mami Kohunu say, I was say ye be fahun.
And I said this.
And I'm a kind
that the visions and the angel of the Lord that appeared at the river. If this is to be my last message or last thing to the church, to the world, those things are truth as far as the angel of the Lord.
And our worker said, and his wadin who know any of both war or who know, and what a subontine hono, Sawebayan and Cransam are a chatwa or Oka Ediatria, we are here, and your horse.
And I still tell you, people call me a prophet many times called because a prophet in the English Testament is just a preacher, a prophet, sire, foreteller of the word, and so forth.
And I'm at Sino on Crophobebre, and Numa, Omo Frame, Odifo, and the Amigitum Fisa, Odi, Odifo, and Asiatre, Obia, Odin, Kayaka, Assembly, and Sana, Assembness.
Amen.
Amen.
I will stand for that because you could just kind of push that down. But when it comes to be calling anointed Christ, or something that was too much for me, so I just couldn't stand that.
Odifor is our friend, Odifor, dear, and Odia, Oditum, Nelson Sakobas, our friend, dear Wasrano, and only Christo, no dear, and Odia won't mean enough anymore. Crap,
Abraham said that spread all over the places to the Eskimos and everywhere.
Afe, dear Odifor, not to Oscar, a tray, a com, yam, yam, be.
So he decided that he would quit than to be called a false prophet.
And unti o si na dwene mu po se obegai osuma dwuma no chense obefra no odi fotrofo.
So still thinking about that, the Lord showed him a vision of a snake.
And unti ogusu adwene ho no na onyankopon ma na nya anisuade ho no bia efa
otiasie
bi ho na ofa ani tuo.
And shot the snake.
Na obo wo woni tuo.
But it had entered a puddle. Puddle is a little collection of water after rainfall.
Afei de na ensuo kitua bia ata ho no wo na kwa kwa wuram.
He shot it in the middle.
Na obo no tuo wo fifiri.
He said it will die.
No, I can't say obewu.
But the water represents people. Revelation 17, 15. The water represents people. So that false demonic thing had already entered the people. And today, there are still people trying to worship William Branham as Messiah.
See.
And baptizing his name and doing many horrible things.
Obo wo wonu tio no a wo wonu ra esio no no sene e disem nguma etidun so no ema yete ase no esio no egina ho ema enipa dodo eno ti de na e chure ne se saa enchrechre atro enchrechre no e din kan awura enipa no mu dadaada.
Abraham was worried. He said, haven't I tried to live before you as a Christian? Why?
Ena afi no di fo no eh ha I say emre da bebremu ni mabo me homodia se metena se Christo ni e wo monte afi adei.
He says he's identifying that space. He said, brothers, sisters, haven't I tried to be a true servant of Christ before you? Have not I tried to be your brother?
Ena wo bi sa se enuanom ma ni enuanom merema eti mentena se mo me bra enchre mo se me yamu nua ene mo mo fa fo ba ko.
Now wherever it is a spirit on precious people. Many people
have
asked me that. But it's a spirit. But I hope that today that it receives a deadly wound and will die out quickly so I can return back to the ministry.
He
said, I can't stand that at all. I will go completely stark mad.
He
says, I ask you to pray for me. In the Laodicean church, describing the messenger, he said, it's a spirit, an evil spirit that will make people do things like that.
Laodicea asa for a brand so no, and above for the ekasa sadia ya home huma, a beman ni pekuono, a genesa.
So in a conclusion, he says, remember, if you ever believe me,
Monkai. If you have
ever believed me to be a servant of Christ, remember that is an error.
It's
falsely. Thus saith the Lord. It is wrong. Have nothing to do with it. I'm your brother. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you know what? That has to fulfill scripture also.
Revelation
chapter 22, as I bring the lesson to you. When the angel messenger had revealed all the mysteries to John, even John. I'm reading from verse 8. Revelation chapter 22 from verse 8. Let me start from 7. Behold, I come quickly. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book.
Amen.
And I, John, saw these things, and I heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel which showed me these things.
Amen.
Then said he unto me, see thou do it not. For I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God.
Amen.
And he said unto me, seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand.
Amen.
He that is unjust, let him be unjust still.
Amen.
He which is filthy, let him be filthy still.
Amen.
And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still.
Amen.
And he that is holy, let him be holy still.
Amen.
Behold, I come quickly, my reward is with me.
Amen.
To give every man according as his work shall be.
Amen.
I'm the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last.
Amen.
Blessed are they that do his commandments, that they may have right to the tree of life, and may enter in through the gates into the city. For outside or without are dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers and murderers, idolaters, whoever loveth and maketh a lie.
Amen.
I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. I'm the root and the offspring of David, the bright and morning star. And the Spirit and the bride say, come.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And let him that is athirst come.
Amen.
And whoever will, let him take the water of life freely. So who is William Branham? Malachi 4 to the Laodicean, messenger to the Laodicean church age. To review all the mysteries of God, Revelation 10, 1 to 7, and to prepare a bride like John did to receive the soon coming Lord Jesus Christ. He deserves no more than that, a messenger, a prophet of the living God, but not the literal Lord Jesus Christ.
Tihwaini yendi for William Branham. Waye odifo a waye Malachi anase Malachi 9 etisia no ebofo ono na waye Laodicea asafoto a etwato no bofo a enam no so onyankopon edene babeye esiesie ede agidifo a ebetie ne kransem no ababesi yengina bia sedie tete anase asafo edikan no na etie no ohia bibi fufuro bia eboroso na emom oyee onipa a oyee yanua eni andifo a onyankopon nam no so ede e babesi yentete gidie
ekwa. Those who received John's message were the ones that recognized the Messiah and followed him.
Dodua eji Yohane and kransem no won ana wo hu ye ne rade Jesus Christ ene ne somadwuma.
John introduced the Messiah to them and they followed him. The Laodicean church age messenger.
Laodicea asafotue sumafo
no. The one ordained by Jehovah God.
Ono na Yehowa Nyankopon ayi no.
To show the end time believer the right path to glory.
Se omachre ayeye bremu gidi ni kwampa edeko animonyamu.
To him, Mr. True sealed up. Called the seven thunders were revealed.
Oh no, and our nam no so, Emma, a prana, and so ana, and no asono, or nam no so a dead ye.
And to prepare the bride for the soon coming king.
And also, and our nam edis ye say, Ayofrobi, Edia, my yay hinia, and Chana, were pue, a baba fire, one year, and a ready Jesus Christ. A quite bell soon, what is yet ye say, I free.
He preached repentance and baptism.
Or car adwen satra any asubo ho asem ene dia try for.
Abraham was baptizing the 17th person in Ohio River. Heavens were open. The Lord descended like a star and the voice of God spoke and said, as John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way for my first coming, even so are you sent with a message to prepare a bride for my coming. So if you want to be part of the bride of Christ, you have to be prepared by this messenger, by his message. If you reject it, you have rejected the Messiah. He who receives whom I send receives me. The Lord bless you.
Ye was smart, there was Jidia Missuma, no, or Jimmy. And what is our per se, a rebrain mo, which me call you and a radi Jesus Christ on chain dia. And you're not a summa for our summa no, ah, we are loud this year as a few moon before our then crans be as one say. Or from our messes ye, I fro, am I and a radi Christo Jesu, enche, no baba fan, I fro, Edia Crono. This I want you and crans him, ah, a radi Jesu demands of our messes ye, I fro, a tumu, and yes, adia, and you're not Oshima, yen I hear any mono, unye mucha fafu.
Yes, I said, Eliezer was sent to prepare a bride for Isaac.
Senia was Suma Eliezer. Abraham Suma Eliezer. So one question I fro a man about Isaac no.
So Brother Branham was sent by the Lord to prepare a bride for the Lord Jesus Christ.
Sana yendi for Branham yenyankopon soma nzo omesiesia yefro emu yewrade Jesus Christ.
He had a sign of the Messiah. Now
Messiah no essential ni no.
Revealing the secrets in people's lives.
Now we can enipa abrabo wa hintasem.
Exactly as Paul and exactly as the Lord Jesus did.
Sani yewrade Jesus Christ ene Paulo eye oyene pepepe.
But he was still a man.
And
yet God's chosen prophet, God's voice to the end time.
Now so now ye onyankopon ani a ewo ho ma ewye bremu agidifo.
To reject his message is to reject the Lord Jesus and to reject the rapture.
Sa wo po ne kransam no e te se wo po ye ne Awurade Jesus Christ na wa san so po ohwima e ba na ka ho.
So as we go for the funeral tomorrow,
Tibra ye be ko eye ye Awurade aduma tene.
We have a prophet's message for the believer that they pass.
Ye wo odifo ne kransam ma ojidi ni a wo firi mu.
Christians never die.
Christopher de wo mu.
They only say goodbye.
Ye wi asi e na omo ma no bye bye.
Shall we stand up?
Amen.
I trust that these things have opened your understanding to know where to place the prophet. And you go among people that are trying to worship him, let them know it's the spirit of the devil.
Don't
allow yourself to be anointed by that spirit.
Amen.
We still baptize in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's no other name given amongst men
whereby we
shall we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this.
Amen.
I pray that you, and whoever will hear these words, if they are confused or somebody is trying to anoint them with the wrong spirit, may the Holy Spirit use this to clarify their understanding.
Amen.
Be with us and prepare us for tomorrow's meetings, O Lord. We thank you, we bless you, and we adore you for letting us hear your voice in these last days.
Amen.
The voice that brings resurrection to
Amen.
The dead,
Amen.
Assurance to the believer.
Amen.
We thank you that soon and very soon, the King will come in
Hallelujah.
His glory.
Amen.
And this message will change our lives.
Amen.
And we shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
With all the saints of all ages.
Amen.
Oh, what a day of rejoicing that will be.
Amen.
May we not fail to be part of that group.
Amen.
May we stay with the word and not go into an accursed doctrine.
Amen.
That would damn our souls and send us to hell.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm sorry I took part of your time. Shall we take our seats?